Tiger Time once again right here on Fremont's Morning Mix. And let's see, as far as our guest this morning, Chris Weddle is with us, a Fremont High School instrumental music instructor, marching band director. You just had a competition, didn't you?
Yeah, we had state this past Saturday.
And?
It was a great experience, great time for the kids. We had a lot of growth throughout the season. It was a late night for us. We left here about 3 in the afternoon and got back about 1 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
So the kids had a long day, performed well. We received a Division II rating, and our color guard and our percussion received superior ratings, and our Fremont Public Schools was recognized for 20 years participating in the NSBA state title.
So congratulations.
Thank you. Bringing home some hardware.
Yeah, yep. Marching band, and has always been very important to Fremont Public Schools. About how many kids do you have out this year?
We have 110.
Oh, 110. Yeah. Wow. So yeah. How many are brass and how many are in each different instrument?
It was quite a developing year for us. Out of the 110, about 60 of them are underclassmen. They are my 9th and 10th grade band. We had a huge freshman class come in with about 40 of them being upperclassmen. A good mix throughout. We have about 20 trumpets. We have 8 trombones. We have 2 tubas, then a slew of clarinets and flutes, about 40 of them total. I mean,
wow.
It was a good mix. We have 6 horns, I mean, and all the saxophones and accoutrements that go with it. A full stacked percussion line. We had 4 bass drums, 2 snare drums, and a quad player. And then we have frontline percussion. We have a marimba, a vibraphone player, and then we have electronics and a bass guitarist to go along with the mix on top of our color guard, which we have big shout out to Jose Corona and Miranda Cornett, who are our color guard coordinators. Jose's 6th year with Fremont, and so kind of showing me the ropes a little bit.
Good. Yeah.
Scott Jensen, you played the...
I actually played the snare drum and the bass drum and marching band. More.
Okay, I was trombone.
Yep.
Kevin, you were trombone. Carla, did you play an instrument?
Saxophone. And French horn.
Myself,
all right.
So,
yeah.
But man, they've really come a long way since when I was a kid, for sure. Just amazing to watch the marching bands now in the competition. And Chris has done a great job with this group, and to see it grow has really been exciting. Such a large group, like he talked about this year, and they've been fantastic. I mean, they've gotten better each week, and it's great to see such a large group of kids out there when you're at halftime of the football games, and all the parents have been really excited and supportive, and it's been a really good season, I would say, for Chris.
For sure. I mean, we have talked about growth and seeing these kids be the best that they can be, and just develop as musicians along the way. So it's been exciting to see them, where they started and where they ended the season. Everyone should feel good about their accomplishments.
So. Concerts coming up? Right now?
Yeah, tonight, actually, come on out and support the volleyball team. We got districts in the house going to bring the pep band, bring the noise, and hopefully get us a win. We win, we're in, and we keep playing. So hopefully we'll repeat the whole thing again tomorrow night. We got Veterans Day right around the corner on November 10th, and then I push my winter concerts a little further out. My wife is due in December, so we are expecting number 2, and so we're going to have our winter concerts here in January. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Yeah. If folks want to take in the concert, actually tonight they have to come to the volleyball, but the next, is it the winter concert?
The winter concert will be in early January.
Okay.
The first week in January.
Okay. So nothing before Christmas.
Nothing before Christmas, besides the Veterans program.
We can just spread the season a bit longer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we appreciate you coming in. Anything else you wanted to share? I know with the competition over now, there's no others going on.
I just want to give a big thank you to the administrative support. With the construction happening over the summer, they housed us over at the middle school. So to the middle school administration, a big thank you for them for letting us use their facilities. They got beautiful facilities facilities over there, and the turf field was great to be marching on. And now that we have the new turf field up at the high school, Scott Anderson letting us out there and that every morning has been a blessing for the kids to get to march instead of on a parking lot on an actual football field. And then Jeffrey Glosser out of transportation getting us the truck, getting us the trailer, making sure that we're all set to go to these competitions. We had four of them this year, tick up from last year. And so we had even more going, and with more kids as more transportation. I feel really blessed to have the support that we have here in Fremont for the fine arts.
If there was anything from, what would you say, where would you say the most improvement was from the first competition to the end?
That would be the kids just stepping up all around. Their marching abilities improved from the very first week, where we have summer band that happens throughout the summer. These kids give up a week out of their summer from June all the way to August, where we have our band camp, and they give up 3 hours of their time for one day out of the summer every week. It's a lot to expect. And then coming in, we had about 20 new kids that weren't able to join us over the summer because of camps and whatever else, but they picked it up right along and were able to play catch up and get us to all the way to state. So it was a good time throughout, and the kids just really was a lot of growth throughout and a lot of development.
Good deal. Well, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Chris Weddle, a Fremont High School instrumental music instructor and marching band director.
Good job.
And Chris does not even tell half the story of how the commitment of his staff with those kids.
Yeah.
And as you're around the high school in the mornings in the fall, it used to be we had it marked out on the parking lot for them to try to act like it was a football field. But he's right, that turf field has provided a great opportunity for those kids to be out there in the mornings. And the time that they put in is just amazing. They put in hours and hours, not only in the summer, but in the early mornings before school, during the school day, just all times that those kids are very committed, and the hours they put in is second to none. We think of athletics sometimes of the hours and times that people put in, but the band definitely puts in just as many, and it really shows in their performance.
Yeah, no, that's they did do an awesome job, and it is sure nice to have that field. That's for sure. Marching in place or marching down a street is that's what we used to do in Hartington. We'd have to march down the street. We have streets, paved streets.
Paved
lines and everything.
Man.
I'm sorry.
You get lines?
I apologize.
Where I was from, we didn't have lines, though.
Really? Oh, we didn't have lines, no.
That was creative marching.
Yes, pretty much.
Wherever you wanted to. That was kind of how I marched. Even though we had lines, I would... Don Johnson would yell, "Early one, get back in line." I would just kind of be off over the right a little bit left.
Well, we know you're always kind of out of line.
I am. Yes. Hey, did you say, Chris, that Fremont was recognized for,
20 years.
20 years.
That rings a bell. So amazing, because this happens to be the Fremont Public School Foundation's 20th year of existence.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And who would have known? That is so great. I wish we would have been there to help acknowledge that. Chris, you guys do a great job, and the Fremont Public School Foundation would like to also thank you for all that you do for the kids and the spirit that the band provides to ball games and events. That's tremendously important. So thank you very much for all that you guys do. We bring donuts every year, every one of our shows, we bring some donuts. So I'll let you take these back.
Yeah, I can take them.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Definitely.
You can take those and figure out. There's only a dozen there, though. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to decide who gets those. Although, if you keep them in your office, you might have some visitors.
Yeah, that's true.
So Fremont Public School Foundation stuff going on right now. We finished up our ice cream socials a week ago. We were at Howard and Grant, Mark Shepard, Scott Jensen, Kate Heineman, Brad Dahl all helped with serving the ice cream to the staffs there and had a great time. I've taken donuts out to the transportation staff. We're still going to get out there, I think, and try to do something special for them as well. One thing going on right now this week this is Red Ribbon Week.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody has talked to you guys about
No, they have not.
But it's, as you know, it's gone on for years. The tradition has been that it's promoting a drug-free lifestyle, and it's in the schools. Schools promote it. So all week long, if you go to the elementaries, at least, I know you'll see kids dressed in a little different gear. Yesterday was pajama day. I was over at Bellfield, and everybody but the principal was in pajamas. Of course, he might sleep in a suit and tie. I don't know. But they've got sports team days coming up. They've got Red Day on Friday, and all different kinds of things. A theme promoting that idea with the kids. They keep talking to the kids about being drug free. So it's a fun week for them. A little extra effort on their part to make sure the kids are staying drug free. Foundation's getting ready for its end of year. Can you believe that already?
What?
You know, huh? Halloween is just a week away, and then we have our November meeting, and we won't meet again then until January.
So is that the end of your fiscal year?
Yep,
or?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, December would be the end, but we don't have a meeting in December, so we're getting ready for that, and we'll get some business done and some plan events for the following calendar year, January through December. We'll be doing that, and kind of getting things locked and loaded for
the next year.
The Fremont Public School Foundation. Yeah. We're excited.
Are you done awarding grants to teachers for
the? No, we've the CF Industries. They've not gotten back to us yet. We've submitted all the material to them for their mini grants, and then we're going to be sending out the end of this month. We'll send out to the teachers the creative teaching grant applications, and then they'll submit those, and we'll be fun about that. What I like to do with that, if you may remember, we brought in teachers who have been awarded those grants.
Mm-hmm.
We get to bring them in. They get to talk a little bit about the neat things, the neat projects that they have for the kids in their building. So we'll bring them in once those grants are awarded, and be sure and share some of that information with you. You can talk to some of those teachers, the people who do the real work.
If there is somebody listening out there who wants to be a part of the foundation, maybe donate or just be involved, how do they do that?
All they have to do is give me a call, Kevin Earlywine at 402-727-3027. You can email me, kevin.earlywine@fpsmail.org. Just stop by our offices at 1130 East 9th. Send us a note, whatever you want to do. Any of our buildings, if you contact any of our school buildings, they all know how to get a hold of us, and they can direct you in the right way.
Good deal. All right. Thank you. And Scott, I think that's going to wrap it up for today's Tiger Time.
Yep. Even though everything's winding down this fall, we still have a couple events going on. Tonight we have our district volleyball, which our volleyball team's had a fantastic year. We're super excited about that. As Chris said, the band's going to bring the noise tonight, enthusiasm, and we expect a great crowd for them tonight. So that starts at 6:30 at Fremont High School. Another event that I wanted to talk about real quick was the trick-or-treat so kids can eat. Our drama department is doing that on Friday night, and that'll be from 5 to 7. And we ask that you bring non-perishables and a donation there, or just come up, and we have stuff for kids going on and in costume. And I think they're having a small haunted house. I put that in quotes because I think it's more for younger kids. But the trick-or-treats so kids can eat is a great civic project that the drama department does to raise perishable items to help people in need at this time of year.
So. Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Perfect.
It's going to do it for our Tiger Time today. We're just 5 minutes past here at Fremont's Morning Mix. More to come.